middle-class neighborhood. And this one, how many times have we all been here with our family seated around the kitchen table? There he is in the middle, the patriarch of the family, and those yellow tumbler cups mm-hmm. that everybody uses so kids don't spill things.
And you know, Lauren, where these pictures came from was a blog. It was called the Mormon Mommy Blog, maintained by a daughter-in-law of Mitt Romney. And so this is how it made its way onto BuzzFeed. Once this was publicized, the blog was shut down. Why the campaign
shut down. I mean, so once the campaign sees these out, which you're saying make him look pretty good,
at least natural,
their reaction was to...
I guess they felt that this was private. But when you run for president, you know, part of what you're doing is you're running your family yeah. as the potential family to live in the White House.
His handsome sons.
His five sons. And so it's hard for me to understand why it took an offbeat website to put out pictures that this campaign should pay money to have people look at. Because it makes Mitt Romney look like a good guy.
It does. Well, it makes him, his big criticism is that he is very stiff, not a hair out of place, very calculated. At the debate, not going too high, not going too low. And here, this softens him, but it doesn't seem like the Romney campaign really got that.
I mean, it's interesting because in running theme in what we've just looked at today and other things we've talked about is the campaigns trying to use these different technologies, but often not being able to control what comes out.
Definitely. And the same thing really happening with video as well. I mean, pictures are something that we are all able to grasp onto, but then you don't know where they go once you put them up onto the